This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered what James says about being Christian in our work when we feel we've got life by the tail. We tend to plan for the future based on our own perspective and experience. James said it's better to determine what God's will is and then plan what you intend to do. I shared some steps you can take to determine God's will. First, list options before you and as many pros and cons for each option. Then find biblical principles for each of these pros and cons. Pray over all this information, asking God for guidance, and then seek counsel from mature believers. I believe this process will help you determine God's will. Once this is done, it becomes a matter of obedience. James says in chapter 4, verse 17, "Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins." The converse also is true. If you know the good you ought to do and you do it, God's power will be released in blessing. I have reminded myself many times about the following statement, "Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." Years ago, while reflecting on this issue, I wrote this prayer. "Teach me what it means, Lord, a faithful child to be, one who never lags behind nor runs ahead of Thee." Now that we've done the work of studying the fourth chapter of James, we need to work on the final step in this study. Develop some applications we can make to our own life based on what we have learned. Give some thought to that yourself before our next visit, and I'll share what I came up with. Now, if you'd like to review these messages and studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.